You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization has endorsed the world's first malaria vaccine, targeting the mosquito-borne disease that kills more than 400,000 people a year, mostly African children. In Africa, a child dies of malaria every 2 minutes, making it a far more deadly disease than COVID-19. WHO Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says it's a landmark moment.
Today, the RTSS malaria vaccine, more than 30 years in the making, changes the course of public health history. We still have a very long road to travel, but this is a long stride down that road. This vaccine is a gift to the world, but its value will be felt most in Africa, because that's where the burden of malaria is greatest.
The malaria vaccine is also the first vaccine for a parasitic disease.
Today is a very historic day. This is not first vaccine just for malaria, but it's also the first vaccine for any parasitic disease. So it will open up opportunities for other diseases as well, in the control of other diseases as well. So that's what I would like to underline.
The decision followed a review of a pilot program of the vaccine, first made by GlaxoSmithKline in 1987. Dr. Tedros says since 2019, 2.3 million doses were administered to infants in Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi in a large-scale pilot program coordinated by the WHO.
As some of you may know, I started my career as a malaria researcher, and I longed for the day that we would have an effective vaccine against this ancient and terrible disease. And today is that day, an historic day.
Africa suffers the world's highest burden of malaria, recording more than 200 million cases and 400,000 deaths each year. Two-thirds of those deaths are children under the age of 5. WHO Africa Director Matshidiso Moeti says the vaccine, known as Mosquirix, offers hope.
We've long hoped for an effective malaria vaccine, and now for the first time ever, we have such a vaccine recommended for widespread use. Today's recommendation therefore offers a glimmer of hope for the continent. We expect many more African children will be protected from malaria and grow into healthy and productive adults.
While it's the first to be authorized, it does have challenges. The vaccine is only about 30% effective. It requires up to 4 doses, and its protection fades after several months. Director of the WHO's Global Malaria Program, Pedro Alonso, explains.
We're confronted with an extraordinarily complex organism. It's an eukaryote, it's a parasitic disease, and this is orders of magnitude more complex in terms of the biology of the causative organism. And so I don't think we are within reach of a highly efficacious vaccine yet, but what we have right now is a vaccine that can be deployed, that it's accepted, that it's safe, and that can have a massive impact in terms of lives saved and episodes of malaria averted, even if it is only in inverted commas 30%. Now that 30%, given the magnitude of what malaria represents, is probably one of the most impactful vaccines that one could actually use in Africa right now.
Dr. Tedros says the vaccine is safe for use and cost effective.
This vaccine can be delivered through child health clinics by ministries of health and readily reach children at high coverage levels. Community demand for the vaccine is strong. It has broad reach to children, including the most vulnerable, who may not use a bed net, thereby expanding access to preventive measures to children at risk.
The estimated cost of malaria in sub-Saharan Africa is over $12 billion a year. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.